Africans don't want to think out of the box, ne? They want to copy the box, break it, then seek advices when it doesn't work. In fact, you didn't steal a business. You stole the box. So I'm talking to my brother today. We hire people. We train them. They watched how we run things. Next thing, they're doing the same business down the road. Same colors, same packages, same fake confidence. But guess what? They copied the system while we were still fixing it. It had errors, that system you copied. That's like stealing someone's assignment while they're still typing it. Now you're both failing. It's just vibes and spelling errors. A lot of South Africans don't want to build. They want to borrow. They see something working and say, I'll do the same thing. But they forget they're copying a dream still under construction. You took the shell, not the spirit. You took the recipe, not the taste. You stole the framework, but you don't even understand their vision. Here's the truth, fam. Systems can be copied. They can copy your system. But vision, that's internal software. You can't steal experience. You can't hijack the 3 a.m. panic attacks, the failed attempts, the ugly pivots. You can't photocopy wisdom, Mumdudus. You're stuck in a business you copied from someone still figuring it out. Meanwhile, we've pivoted, we've rebranded, we've leveled up. You're busy hustling with our vision one. I. You are still stuck on version one. Currently, we're on version 12 with updates. You're basically selling expired airtime. So if you're gonna copy something, don't copy the business. Copy the mindset. Copy the discipline. Copy the ability to think for yourself. Otherwise, you didn't start a business. You've just started a countdown to collapse. But yeah, good luck, boss. May your stock finish before your Wi-Fi, yeah?